Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
The Friday Beer Buzz!
I totally zoned out. I'm in the captain's seat. I have the phones, and normally I just sit here and yell, and I'm like, whoops, forgot Bill. Sorry, Bill.
Uh-huh. I can hear it coming. I can tell. It's like, we're not on.
You're like, no. The Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 37 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. So, Lindo's here, of course, as always, and a big weekend in store. Hi, Lindo.
Hello.
Hello. Obviously a big weekend and nice weather outside and people getting together for pizza, beer. Might be good to stop by Sabatini's.
Oh, yeah. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a nice weekend.
It's going to be busy, busy, busy. All right. Let's get to Bill. He always brings us the latest and greatest beer news from mybeerbuzz.com. Hi, Bill.
Happy Friday and happy Memorial Day.
Yeah.
We do have a deer buzz up front, and I thought this was another great question. Our listeners are emailing in some great questions. What is the oldest brewery in the world? And, you know, we featured some of the oldest on the air, and in fact, we have featured the oldest.
Is it a monastery? Can I guess? Is it a monastery somewhere?
It actually is not.
Oh.
So they are among them, but that is not the oldest.
Okay.
And just to give you a frame of reference here, the oldest in the U.S., is our very own Yingling Brewery, and they are from 1829.
And then
we'll run down some of the international oldest. And these are, of course, in decreasing order, so the oldest one is last year. Up first, Franziskaner, 1363.
Whoa.
I mean, think about that compared to 1829.
That's crazy.
Augustiner, 1328. Bolton Brewery, 1266. Affligem Brewery, 1070. Weltenberg Brewery, 1050. And our oldest and one that we featured on the show and is still brewing beer and still a great beer is Weihenstephan. And they are 1040.
Oh, boy.
So there's your oldest in the world. And how does that stand up to 1829 for Pennsylvania?
Well, you know what it's like whenever you travel outside this country, like, you know, around here we see houses with like the year on the side and they'll say like 18 something and you're like, whoa. And then you go out to like England and you see stuff and you're like, well, that's different. Very different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anytime you travel out of the U.S., you find a lot of older ruins, so to speak. We do have some beer news coming from Firestone Walker in Paso Robles, California. We have a new can called Foggy on the Details, and it will be a collaboration with Monkish Brewing, and that will be a double dry hopped oat pale ale that hits 5.7% ABV and 16-ounce cans. We also have coming from Firestone Walker's Barrel Works. That's a different facility where they barrel age their beers, and that's in Buellton, California. They have one with a funny name called Ferris Frutaneous, and that is a lambic tradition styled spontaneously fermented American wild ale with raspberries and guava. And spontaneously fermented just means they pick up the yeast from the air, from the room, instead of pitching yeast into it. And that beer hits 6%, and it will be in 375 ml bottles. Dogfish Head is working on a beer called Walking Run. And that is a Maine, like the state of Maine, Maine-style pale ale that hits 5.6% ABV. And they say it is hazy and hoppy, brewed with flake oats, English pale malt, and wheat. And that will be packaged in 16-ounce cans. And before you ask, I have no idea what a Maine-style pale ale is.
I was going to say it. I mean, they keep coming up with these names and these styles. That's the first time I heard Maine-style.
Yeah, I thought it was Maine without the E, you know, like it was a mainstream style or something along that line. But no, it's the state. And I guess we'll watch to see if there are more hazy, hoppy, flaked oat pale ales coming in that style. And our final bit of beer news is that Bell's Brewery in Comstock, Michigan, their Eccentric Cafe, They brew eccentric exclusives, and they will be coming out with peach cream sour, which sounds tasty to me, 4.8% ABV, and Kalamazoo IPA also sounds tasty to me, 6% ABV. That's our beer news for the day. As always, you can find more details on the Breaking Beer News tab at mybeerbuzz.com.
Yes, even on like vacations and holidays, Bill is still bringing us the latest news. All right, so what do we have today as we kick off, you know, a weekend where people will be together relaxing, probably by the pool with the temperatures we're going to be seeing?
Well, obviously, we wanted to try to come up with a beer for the holiday, and I can't believe we don't have one. I mean,
of all the ones.
This is what happens in the spring coming into the summer. The seasonals don't come out like they do for every single holiday. And to come out with a Memorial Day beer, you know, that said something about what Memorial Day is was actually something that I couldn't do.
Right.
So we came out with something that I thought would be good to drink on the holiday.
Good. Okay. And this one has a really strange name.
It does.
I'm like, what?
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, this one comes to us from Ardmore, Pennsylvania, semi-local. A brewery is Tired Hands Brewing Company, and the beer is Heavy Slime Slogger. And it's pretty much if you took Heavy Lime Lager and put an S in front of the lime and the lager. And we didn't really aim this one at Jason, but it's, you know, I know he loves lime beer, so it's kind of a shame that we missed him. But yeah, Lindo and I tried, you know, we went down through names like Ale to the Chief and Brew Free or Die and even American Pale Ale and America, and we just this was the best we could come up with. But nothing says Memorial Day like a heavy slime slogger, right?
Well, I think lime sounds refreshing. I think it sounds very refreshing, and the can is very interesting. I love it. It definitely looks like the green slime of watching, what is it, that kids network I used to watch with my kids. So.
Oh, Nickelodeon.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and it's a fruited lager. It's almost brewed in the Goza style. It uses Pilsner malt, which is a sort of middle-of-the-road lager-style malt. It uses flaked rice, which is an interesting ingredient that imparts both fermentable sugar and mouthfeel. And then it uses some very traditional German hops in Hallertau Mittelfrüh. Say that a few times. Motuka. And it uses their house lager yeast. It's conditioned on Persian limes. And if you remember a few lime shows ago, we talked that Persian limes are kind of the most common ones you see in grocery stores. And it uses Himalayan black salt. And that also leads us into the Gosa style. So does it have the salty appearance and the citrusy lime to you guys?
I have to say, when you said the salt, I definitely tasted that. I tasted that little bit of after effect, but I think this is refreshing and good, and I can taste that lime, obviously.
It's definitely there. You do get the lime, you get the salt. It's I mean, refreshing is the word. You can't drink this beer without saying refreshing, but it is. It's not. It doesn't have any sourness to it like a Goza, but it definitely has the salt. I really like it. And with the, if anybody's wondering where this name came from, Heavy Slime Slogger. This beer's been brewed with no slime, but there is an artist, a political artist in Philadelphia, his name is Eric Kenny, and he's known as Heavy Slime. So he did the art on this can, and that's where it's coming from.
Yeah, it's a very, very sessionable beer at 4% ABV. We planned to feature Tired Hands a month or so ago. And whatever happened to that show, we ended up switching it up. But very famous brewery down in Ardmore. They've had some troubles with the owner, and the owner and the owner's wife have sort of stepped aside in the business, and they're under sort of different management. But they have a facility in Ardmore, PA, and they also have what they call the Brew Cafe in St. Owners in the Philly area. And the original location is a former trolley repair shop. So it's got a lot of history. And I think, you know, you see a lot of breweries in former firehouses and places like this. I think that history really presents itself in the beer, and I love seeing that personally.
This is very refreshing. I think that this is a great one for hanging out. Like we said, it's going to be hot. It's going to be on Memorial Day, 88 degrees. I could totally see this being in the floaty pool lounger of someone like our own John Webster. Used to be in here. He's always got his picture around the holidays, refreshingly hanging out. And, of course, we want to tell people with the holidays coming up to be very responsible. Please drink responsibly. because that's something we always worry about. There will be DUI checkpoints out. But yeah, lovely. I think this is great. Too bad Jason's not here for this because I think he'd like that lime flavor. And they can get this at your place, right, Lindo?
Oh, yeah.
So if you don't remember the name Heavy Slime Slogger, just say, you know, the slime.
The slime.
You'll know what it is, right? All right. So, Lindo, anything else going on this weekend?
Not really. I was in the middle of drinking that
beer. I know. I'm sorry. Yeah. It was a terrible time for me to ask you a question. But before we head on out, I just wanted to give you a chance to let people, you know, hey, why slave in front of the stove, especially if it's, you know, 80 to 90 degrees? Get a pizza or
get a pizza, come down and grab a six pack.
It's great stuff. Lindo Sabatini. And the beer today, Tired Hands Brewery, heavy Slime Slogger. I got to say goodbye to Bill for my beer buzz because I'm really bad with these phones and I don't want you to think I'm rude and hanging up. So I'm going to do it early. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's fine. Have a good weekend. Have a good holiday. And I'll see you. I'm actually traveling. So I'll see you in a few weeks.
Okay. And as always, even when he travels, folks, mybeerbuzz.com has all the latest for you. All right, the Friday Beer Buzz powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. The area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers, growlers and crowlers and 37 rotating drafts. Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar, Wyoming Avenue, Exeter.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.